Yes, as we do each week on the John Stanley Show, we'll catch up with one of our very, very favourite experts from the Sydney Adventist Hospital, harnessing the latest scientific advancements in health while giving you the attention, respect and care you deserve. That's whole person healthcare. And heart disease is our topic today. It's Australia's number one killer. It's easy to be complacent when it comes to these things. Often you won't get much warning if you have an issue, so it's important to stay informed about all the diseases that can be affecting your heart, as well as the warning signs that something is wrong. For most people, peripheral vascular disease is just another heart condition you might never have heard of, but it can be really damaging for your overall health. Dr. Pecky De Silva is a vascular surgeon from the Sydney Adventist Hospital. Thanks for your time, Doctor.
My pleasure.
Can you explain for the layperson, what is peripheral vascular disease?
Certainly. So when we talk about peripheries, we're talking about our arms and legs. And when we talk about vascular disease, we're basically talking about narrowing of the arteries that are supplying the arms and legs. So how this might show itself, and it's more common in the legs than the arms, is, for example, if you're walking, you might notice that you have some cramping in your calf muscles or even in your buttocks. If you've got some narrowings in the aorta, which is the main blood vessel that supplies the blood to the legs. This is kind of how people first come, is they might notice when they're walking, they'll sort of get a cramp in their leg and they'll kind of think, oh, better stop walking. And then it goes away and then they keep walking. And then they'll find that when they're walking the same distance, maybe it's 100 metres or 200 metres, they'll start to get a cramp in the calf muscle again. The reason why it's in the calf muscle usually is because that's one of the big muscles that we use for walking. And obviously when you walk, you need increased blood supply. And because your arteries are narrowed, you're not getting that increased blood supply.
Quite a remarkable coincidence, actually, because hand on heart, I was talking to a cousin of mine this afternoon who has just been diagnosed with that. He's under treatment, and he was explaining much of what you just said to me today because I was not aware, of course, of the problem or the symptoms. But what's the cause, Doctor?
So there's a few things. I guess the number one thing that's preventable is smoking. So if you're a smoker, chances are that you're going to have arterial disease. So smoking, and basically the other thing is the atherosclerotic plaque. So that's usually due to high cholesterol. And it's really interesting because, I mean, obviously I go to talks as well. And I was listening to this cardiologist and he was talking the other day about how the number one thing that we can do for our heart health as well as our peripheral vascular disease is to control our cholesterol. So I guess to any listeners out there who are, you know, over 50 who haven't had a cholesterol test done, it's really important to go and get your cholesterol checked and to think about if it's high to maybe go on some medication, because if you reduce your cholesterol, you reduce the fat that gets into or the lipids that get into those plaques that cause the narrowing. And, you know, there's a lot of medications out there that do help with that. So it's really important that you know whether you have it, because obviously if you have high cholesterol, you don't really know that you have high cholesterol until, if you don't get yourself tested, until you have a heart attack or, you know, you get peripheral vascular disease. So until you have all those symptoms, you may not know. But if you get yourself tested earlier, you can actually control it so you don't develop the heart disease or the peripheral vascular disease.
And, of course, the important thing is to just have a checkup with your GP and organise that testing.
Absolutely. I mean, it's really common. I think women tend to go to the doctor more often. You know, when you're younger, you have small kids, you're taking kids, and then, you know, as you get older with women, they tend to go for different reasons. Whereas men don't tend to, if they're healthy, they don't tend to go and see their doctors. Mm. And, you know, if you think about it, you know, and I always joke that patients are, you know, your patient's only old if they're about 20 years older than you. So as I get more mature, shall we say, my GP actually rang me a few months ago and said, where have you been? You haven't come to see me, because I've just been so busy that it hadn't occurred to me to follow up for my yearly checkup. So I think that it's really important for people to make the time to go see their doctors, because you can pick up things, and also blood pressure. You know, hypertension is really important to get under control, because that can cause peripheral vascular disease as well. So that's one of the components, one of the things that can cause it. But it can also cause so many other things. So if you get your blood pressure under control, if you get your cholesterol under control and you stop smoking, you know, those three things can really make a difference in your life. And I guess the other big thing is diabetes. So diabetes is a growing disease in Australia. And so if you have diabetes, you are actually 20 times more likely to get peripheral vascular disease.
Mm.
So again, it's really important if you do get diagnosed with diabetes to get your blood sugars under control.
Now, a couple of things. Once you've been diagnosed, and let's hope that doesn't happen for anyone listening, but at what point would you need to see a surgeon, and what does surgery look like if that is in fact part of the treatment?
Look, I think you would, if you got diagnosed or if you had these symptoms, you'd want to go and see a vascular surgeon. And you know, I have lots of patients that come to me and I definitely don't operate on them because I will always try lifestyle modification first. So I will talk to them and I'll put them on medication and I'll get them, encourage them to walk and do all those things first. You know, I always joke with my patients that, you know, you don't really want to have a vascular surgeon operate on you because it's bad for your health. So, you know, you try those lifestyle things. And if those don't work, then you start thinking about what we call endovascular treatment. So that's where we can do angioplasty or stenting. You know, a lot of listeners would know somebody who's had coronary disease and they've had a cardiac stent put in. So we do exactly the same thing in the legs. We can do ballooning. We can do a procedure called atherectomy, which is where you actually have this really cool device that actually scrapes out the plaque, and then you can put a balloon up afterwards to open up that artery. So we have a lot of minimally access sort of devices that we can use. And certainly, you know, I've got patients now. When I was a trainee, we used to do amputations all the time because at the end of the day, that's the final outcome. If you have really bad peripheral vascular disease, you can end up losing your leg and having an amputation. And when I was a trainee, we used to have lots and lots of amputations. And now, as a consultant, I very rarely have to cut someone's leg off. And, you know, that's due to the changes and the advances we have. So I'd say for anyone that does have the symptoms that I'm talking about, don't be scared to go see your doctor, because even if you have a procedure, most of the procedures are either a day-only procedure or you stay in hospital overnight. It's just a puncture through the into the artery at the groin, and then we can either do a balloon or a stent. So from that point of view, it's really not a very stressful operation. Obviously, if patients are younger, then we do think about bypasses where we take some vein and do a bypass in the leg, just because that tends to have more durability. So, you know, if you're 50, you don't want to be seeing a vascular surgeon every few months or once a year. You want to get something done and not worry about it. So that's where you might consider a bypass. But if you were, say, 80 or whatever, then, you know, we'd look at stents and balloons.
And, of course, the surgery is nowhere near as invasive as it used to be. The technology is quite amazing these days, isn't it?
It is. It's amazing. It really is. I mean, I think back to when I was a trainee and you know, all the hours we used to spend in the operating theatre and, you know, do a bypass and take 4 hours, and now we can do an angio, and a simple angioplasty might take, you know, 30 minutes. So it's made a big difference. And I think the quality of life for patients as well, because you don't have the open wounds, you don't have the scars, you're not in hospital for weeks. And, you know, it's not just the devices, but it's also the medications that we have. And we're very lucky, I think, in Australia that we have some really fantastic GPs who are so well informed. So, you know, I would say to anybody, you know, the first step is go see your GP. And then if you need to, go and see a vascular surgeon and we'll look after you.
And it bears repeating that point you made earlier, that you may not even have symptoms. You can be feeling absolutely fine and still have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and you're basically, I don't want to be too dramatic about it, but you could be a heart attack or a stroke waiting to happen. So to get, as you said, to go to the GP and just have a test done, just to cover your bases.
Absolutely.
And see what's there.
Just get a blood test. Just a blood test. Check your cholesterol. Get them to check your blood pressure and check that you don't have diabetes.
Mm.
You know, if everybody that hasn't had a blood test in the last year who's listening, go and get your blood test done.
Yep, because you never know what turns up. Very important. Great message. Thank you once again, and for all the great work done by the Sydney Adventist Hospital, Dr. Pecky De Silva.
Thank you so much for having me on.